Texans head coach Gary Kubiak goes to the podium on Monday afternoon following the Texans' third preseason game. It was a loss to the Saints, and he talked a lot about health, but he started by answering questions about the upcoming roster cuts as it goes from 90 to 75.
When you reduce the roster, does it ever get easier as a coach?
No, it's miserable, to be honest with you, John. I mean, I'm fixing to walk up here, and what do we have? 14 guys I think we have to let go with Antonio's situation. So, you know, anytime guys come here and work their tail off for you for a month and you got to tell them, no, not this time, it's difficult. But I think we're also talking to some young men that are going to get opportunities elsewhere. And, you know, you appreciate all their work. There's a lot of guys did not get to play last night because we played our starters. So that's tough as a coach to see guys work and they don't get to go out there and you know, get the chance to compete like some of the others. So it's a tough day, you know, but you got to handle it the best way you can.
Are there any new injuries from yesterday?
No, I think I told you after the game we're a little concerned about Garrett. He's got a hip pointer. He's going to be okay. Whether or not he'll be available Thursday, I don't know. But other than that, we just got some nicks going on. We are going to get two players back this week. Muhammad will be back. And who else? Chris Jones will be back. So we're going to get two guys back that need to play, you know, that are battling for jobs on this team. So that's where we're at right now.
Coach, what about Merciless? How's he coming along?
He's doing good. I'm expecting him on the practice field tomorrow. And then probably we'll do even some extra work with him. Whether we expose him Thursday, I think he's going to be in position to play Thursday. Whether we expose him Thursday is a question we have to answer. You'd always like a guy to play some in the preseason before the season starts, but at the same time, we got to be smart. So, but he's ready. I mean, he's had a good week of work.
And Wade Smith?
Wade is doing excellent. You're going to see Wade return to the field with the trainers this week. So you will see him working off to the side, but he will start his field work. There is a goal in mind as we go towards San Diego. We start San Diego week a week from Thursday. We'll start our San Diego preparation as far as our normal game week. And we've kind of had that as a, you know, an earmark for Wade pushing toward that. Let's see if we can get there, but we should take some steps forward this week. What I'll do is I'll start Case this week. They'll both play a half of football going into this one. Obviously, they're going to be playing with a bunch of young players, but you know, I think it's been extremely close. It'd be hard to make a decision today, but if I had to make one, I'd make one. But I think this game is still important. They've you know, continue to get better, each of them, and push each other, and it's going to be a good thing for our football team. But I'm going to hold off here and let them play this week, and then we'll probably lock in before we go into our total San Diego process, which will be the following Thursday. So